today's gospel about a blind man asking for sight from God is preparing for us for the spiritual journey of Lent, the great fast. Sometimes people think conservative religious people don't change. On the contrary, Cardinal Newman said, maybe in a different world it is different, but in this world to live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. You know the jokes about change. How many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb? Only one, but the light bulb has to want to change. And so it is with us before God. We have to want to change. God doesn't force us. And so the fact of a blind person receiving eyesight is a picture for us how difficult it is to see ourselves. It is very easy from our perspective to judge other people. But as the old Ukrainian saying, it is most difficult to see what is under your nose, what is closest to you, into your own heart. Not to say that we do this or that good or this or that bad, but to pray for God for the wisdom to see, why did I do it? What is the motivation for me? How are my intentions? What do I do when I give things away? Do I expect payment in return? Have I given my gifts freely? Or a year or two or three later, do I get upset because people have not repaid me? And I say, are you an Indian giver? Do you accept your gifts as a partial payment and want to be paid back? The saints used to say, one of the greatest gifts is when you do someone a favor, you do them something good, and they never repay you. That means your intention was pure. That means that you gave a gift freely, no strings attached. And today, when we are getting ready for the season of Lent, we will be talking a lot about change, because it takes courage to let go of old ways of thinking, old ways of doing, and open yourself to what God has prepared for you. In the Bible, the more religious people were, the more courageous they were. Do you remember when God spoke to Abraham? He said, leave your land and your people and come follow me. Moses was called to leave his situation and lead the Israelite people out of bondage. And all the apostles received the command from Jesus, or rather the request, come follow me. And after Jesus taught them, what did he say? Now go forth and preach to all nations. Teach other people the good news. And one thing about the good news is you always have to change. Pray for the vision to see it and the courage to do it. Christos Christiajce.